if you're talking about
what I've come to understand is they have no clue.
I appreciate the topic today.
Rick and Scott are talking about it.
I applaud you for taking on this interesting topic.
Either you believe in George Bush or you don't.
Here, it's really hard to find the support.
Get over it. You don't have to agree with everything he does, but at least give him the benefit of the doubt.
That last caller has no idea what he's talking about.
Rick and Scott Show. It's Rick and Scott on your radio.
Rick and Scott Show.
Right now.
I think it's downright insulting.
On WOOD.
It is just after 10 o'clock, 10:06 here on News Radio Wood 1300, and we're getting Bruce set up, and we're going to be Bruce Grant in the studio in just a couple of minutes here on News Radio Wood 1300. You may have listened to Bruce mornings here on News Radio 1300 for many, many years, and we've been trying to get Bruce on the air with us, and we are very honored to have him in the studio with us this morning. And good morning, Bruce.
Good morning, fellas.
Boy, there's a voice that we haven't heard in a long time.
Well, it's been a long time.
What year did you retire?
Well, let's see. I was here 32 years, and I retired about 15 years ago.
What have you been doing with your time now that you're retired? Do you miss getting up and coming in and being on the radio? I mean, you probably did for a while, didn't you?
Absolutely not.
No!
No, I've gotten older and lazier.
Nothing wrong with that.
No.
Bruce, I can tell you, I've been in broadcasting over 30 years now. It is an honor to meet you.
Well, it's my pleasure.
I mean, you are nothing short of a institution, and boy, when you think of Wood Radio, I can't think of anybody that had a bigger mark on this market than Bruce Grant.
Well, we were fortunate. We were fortunate. We had good people.
Mm-hmm.
We had good equipment. And, you know, the greatest stage in the world is right between your ears. In the universe.
And you have to take a lot of credit for that yourself, though. I mean, you played a big part of that. You were the man that they heard every day when they turned the radio on.
Yeah, that's true. And I'm very grateful for that.
Mm-hmm.
And I did a lot of voice drop-ins and that sort of thing.
Sure.
And I still have all those tapes.
Do you still have all those carts at home or tapes? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I don't listen to them anymore, but I have them.
I'll tell you what, before we move along here, let's open up the phones. If you would like to speak to Bruce Grant, and I know there's a lot of you out there that listened for many, many years, you pick up the phones right now at 774-2424 or cell phone, which is #1300, and you can talk to Bruce himself. Can you hear okay with those headphones?
Oh yes, sure.
Yeah, but it's an honor to see you. I mean, you're like Johnny Carson. You disappeared.
I did disappear. That's true. And it's been quite a few years since I retired from Wood Radio, and I've gotten a lot older. I'm in my 83rd year now.
83. Congratulations! Wow. Let me ask you this, because we all know, I mean, for many years we turned you on the radio on every morning, and there you were. How did you get to Grand Rapids? Are you from Grand Rapids originally?
No, Cincinnati, Ohio.
Cincinnati. And I know you're a former Marine.
Yes.
How did you then go from Cincinnati into the Marines and then get to Grand Rapids? Was this your first station, or
no.
How did that go?
No, I worked in Cincinnati on WLW and WSAI and playing the harmonica.
Oh, really?
Of all things.
You still play the harmonica?
No, I have it in a drawer at home. No, but and we worked the Boone County Jamboree and all those country shows on weekends. And I came up here to see the family of an Indian boy who was killed in my outfit. His name was Albert Chivas. And as long as I was here, I auditioned for John Fetzer,
mm-hmm.
Who owned WKZO, and he was the president of the bank down there and so forth. And he said, well, I like your style, but I don't have a place for you. Now, why don't you go back to school, finish your semester, and come up to Grand Rapids, work for me there, because I'm building a station on top of the Pantland Hotel. I said, sure, Mr. Fetzer, I'd be happy to, because in those days, there was no independent radio.
Mm-hmm.
And if you didn't get a job at a network affiliate, you just didn't get a job.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I did. And I came up here, saw the family, the Chivas family, went to work up here, and I worked for Fetzer for 7 years, I think. And then four of us got together, and we put WGRD on the air.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked there for 7 years, and then I came to Wood.
What type of format, Bruce, was WGRD when you were there?
It was independent, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And it was divided up. We had Bob Whitcomb, who was Yashu, and he had the Polish crowd. And Dobrze smakuje.
I hope that was clean.
No, it was good tasting.
Oh, okay, all right.
Okay.
And then I did the mornings, and that was a mixture of different musical sounds. And then we had Cousin Ed Dankema. He was quite a professional, and he did the country slot. And it was block programming.
Did you live through, well, DJ through the rock and roll period?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Elvis and all that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, we brought him in the backup band behind Conway Twitty.
Really?
And that was over at the Armory when the Armory was on Michigan Street. And I said, well, how shall I introduce you?
Mm-hmm.
He said, well, I don't care for my name because it sounds a little goofy, Elvis Presley. So what day is it? I said, Friday. Call me Friday night. So I did.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Now, I always remember you used to, you mentioned earlier, the drop-ins that you used to have.
Oh, yes.
Did you know ahead of time what drop-in was going to be, or were those just completely random?
No, I taped everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I would find something that I liked, I dubbed it off. Now, you always had to get permission from the person you were using,
mm-hmm.
and I never got turned down. It was always a sort of a compliment
mm-hmm.
that you were using their voices.
Mm-hmm.
So I did, and they were the bigger they got, the better they were.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I never had any problem.
Now, that really became part of your show that people listen for, just those funny little drops, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And nobody else was doing that sort of thing back then.
No,
And I have to ask you, Bruce, and once again, it is an honor to have you here today.
It's a pleasure.
We're so glad you came. And when you were doing mornings here at Wood Radio, I'd heard that you used to get up like 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning.
2 o'clock.
And what would you do from 2 o'clock until you hit the air?
Well, I'd get to the station, and then I'd have tapes made of previous shows that night, the night before, and then I'd go through them with a headset on like this,
mm-hmm.
and I'd hear a voice drop in that I wanted, and I'd dub it off. And then I typed them up on cards, and then I'd have those right in front of me, and then I looked over all the copy we were going to use that morning, and I'd figured out where I wanted each voice drop to go. And that would take several hours.
Mm-hmm. Now, what time did your show start? Did you start at 5 in the morning? Or
5 in the
5
morning.
5 a.m.
Mm-hmm. And then I'd try to find a darker place where I could get alone and think about what I was going to do that morning
mm-hmm.
and where I was going to use everything. And then, boom, you went on the air.
Mm-hmm.
And when you couldn't think when you went on the air. You just did it.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you about one thing, because I listened for many, many years, too. And I think you did a lot of theater of the mind situations.
Yes. Sure.
Did you do a lot of, like you were talking on a telephone?
Mm-hmm.
Was anybody on the end of that telephone?
No.
I didn't think so.
No.
But that was
brilliant.
That was brilliant how that came off.
Well, that's what I say. The greatest stage in the universe is between your ears.
Yeah.
Now, did you get the idea to do that type of radio show from somebody else, or was that all your own creation?
No, there was. I went to school with a fella. Name was Wally Phillips, and he worked at WGN.
Yeah, I know that name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we sort of did this together. And when we were working at WSAI in Cincinnati, we would get permission to record these voices from these people. Jonathan Winters was one of our best friends.
Really?
He was a genius.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then we'd have to get permission from each of these, Lorne Green, was one.
Wow.
Oh, there were a lot of them.
I'll tell you what. Why don't we take a break here so we don't get too far behind? We've got a full lineup of calls.
Oh, all right.
I'm sure people want to say hi to you and ask you some questions.
I have had more people ask about, right, are you guys going to get Bruce Grant on the air?
That's right.
There are so many people that want to know where you've been for the last 15
right.
years.
I've been minding my own business.
We're going to take a break here, and we're coming back with the legendary Mr. Bruce Grant. He's 2 feet away from us.
I am so impressed.
I am
and
too.
So honored.
It's so good to have you here, Bruce.
Well, it's my pleasure.
It really is. We're coming back on the Rick and Scott Show, and this is News Radio, Rick and Scott and Bruce Grant.
You got it.
On News Radio, Wood 1300. Call in.
Scott Show. You're hearing Rick and Scott on News Radio 1300 WOOD. Doing their part to break up your midday monotony with stimulating topics and lively conversation. This is the Rick and Scott Show on News Radio 1300 WOOD.
Hey, good morning. Welcome back into Rick and Scott. This portion brought to you by Clean Pro of West Michigan. Get ready to write down their website, because you're going to need it. And believe me, they do a fine job. They have come out to my house, done the carpets. They leave them in showroom condition. And just go to cleanpromi.com, cleanpromi.com, and go from there. Ladies and gentlemen, it is an honor this morning, sitting right here in the studio with us, just 2 feet away or so, is a man who's probably more associated with this radio station than anybody mm-hmm. ever will be.
Right.
And it's Mr. Bruce Grant.
Well, I don't know if I had to phrase it that way.
I think most people, even that still work here, would agree with that, though. And real quickly, too, during that break, you were mentioning Dan Pfeiffer, and we have to thank Dan Pfeiffer and Plainfield Lincoln Mercury for arranging luxury transportation for Bruce to be here with us today. And you said you and Amy, you called him Danny Pfeiffer. Oh, well, you guys go back a long way.
We do. We certainly do. Back about 35, 40 years. Yes, indeed. And we thank Dan very much.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
that
we do.
Was quite some transportation.
I hear that you used to have some convertibles.
Yes, I did.
And you were kind of a hot number around town. Is that true?
That's true. yeah, I always had a white convertible. And I used to teach Sunday school. And after the class was, I had about 40 kids, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd come out to the house, and they'd wash and scrub and polish that thing. And I'd take them out for ice cream or something.
Mm-hmm.
Had them hanging off of the fenders, even.
You know, Bruce, and Scott mentioned it earlier, you'd be surprised how many people ask about you. And where are you? How are you doing? And, you know, what's up with your life? So it's great to have
you
on here.
What's interesting, and I find this even with between the two of us, people think that just because you work at a certain station that you know everything about everybody that's ever worked there mm-hmm. or currently worked there. You know, and so when we started working at Wood Radio, people would say, well, how's Bruce Grant doing? Well, you know, he hasn't called in to tell us today. We're really not sure.
They think we had you in a back room somewhere and some bread and water, you know.
Well, I often felt that
way. And tell us again how much your starting salary was.
$45.
$45 a week. $5
a week.
That's right.
Did you think you were rolling in the hay at that time?
No, I thought it was substantial.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's an old friend out there in the control room. Paul Mascarino.
There he is.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's still on parole. He's doing good. Scott, let's go to number four, please. Is this Gerald and GR?
Yes, it is.
Say hi to Bruce Grant. He's right here.
Hello, old timer. How are you?
Who's he talking to?
Pardon me.
No, I go back to days when you were, I think, a waist gunner on a B-25, correct?
No, I was a radio radar gunner.
Ah, radio radar gunner. Okay, good. First, I want to thank you for the many years of pleasure that you've given us. I used to chat with you on Christmas mornings about 5:30, 6 o'clock when
yes,
my wife and I were wrapping all the presents for the little kiddies. Now we don't stay up that late anymore.
Who does?
None of us. But seriously, I have forgotten. Would you be kind enough to give the recipe for the Buttigieg's?
Buttigieg's?
Mm-hmm, like you used to give every fall?
I don't think we ought to put that on the air.
Well, you used to all the time.
About 90 proof.
Yes, it was. Well, why don't you do this? Why don't you give it to Rick or Scott, and I'll call them in some morning, and maybe I can get it from them.
I'll have to dig it up. I have it at home somewhere. Buttigieg's, yes.
Buttigieg's.
Now, what was that?
It was that means young farm boy.
Okay.
Oh, hey, the raisins, you only have to put 3 or 4 raisins on your oatmeal after it's done, and you're all right.
Hey, Gerald, how old are you?
76.
Well, tell, I'm sorry, I didn't mean...
No, I was going to say, go ahead, son.
Thanks, Dad.
Gerald, what is it that you miss the most about Bruce Grant?
Honestly?
Yeah.
The quality of the music that he used to play.
Well, it was the big band sound.
Yep, those were the good old things. In fact, one, our older daughter used to go to bed at night with the golden oldies that used to come on WOD, you betcha. And today, well, it's a little bit different now. They have their own music. They're both in music, but it's not like it used to be.
No, it isn't.
You know, the clock radio would go off after about 45 minutes, and they were sound asleep.
Yeah.
Well, Gerald, thanks for calling.
You're more than welcome, guys. Keep up the good work.
We'll try our best. Thank you. Hey, 774-2424, that's open, one of them. And also you can go to the cell phones at #1300 at Verizon Wireless. It's the network. Scott, let's go to number one before I take another break. We have a lot of commercial breaks, Bruce. Can you do something about that?
Keep them coming.
Keep them coming.
How are you going to earn your living?
That's right. Is this Maury and GR?
It sure is.
Hi, Bruce Grant is right here. Say hi to him.
Hey, Bruce, it's so good to hear your voice again.
Well, it's good to be here, Maury.
You know, you mentioned Wally Phillips.
Yes.
You were as good as Wally Phillips and maybe just a trifle better.
Oh, I doubt that.
No, you were. But what I remember most, Bruce, I pitched for the Grand Rapids Press slow pitch team and you pitched for Wood Radio.
Sure did.
And we sure as heck had a good time over at Byron Center Lighted Field.
That's right.
I'm sorry to say we would usually beat you. And
well, are you just calling to rub some salt in the wounds?
Yeah.
You wouldn't
but
be the first.
But then one day we played at a different field and you guys brought in a ringers from Neil's Auto Parts or some pro team, and you wiped us off the map. The first pitch I threw is still in orbit. And it was not a Wood Radio employee. But, Bruce, my wife and I miss your voice. We have so much respect for you.
Appreciate
and Wood
that.
Radio will never be the same without Bruce Grant.
Oh, I don't think you can say that.
Oh, I just did.
I know. Well, I was going to say, I don't blame you. But
you know, Maury, we totally agree with you, too. When you think of Wood Radio, the name Bruce Grant, it's in a class of its own.
No question.
Well, thank you.
Good to talk to you.
Thanks,
good
Maury.
To have you here.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Want to take another one, Scott?
Real quickly, I want to take a break here. But, Bruce, let me ask you. Obviously, you had very much success here in Grand Rapids. Did you have job offers to go to other cities?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And did you ever entertain moving, or what was it that kept you right here in Grand Rapids?
Well, I've known a lot of people in show business and radio, and they usually wound up getting divorced or something, separated or something of that. And, well, I have a wonderful wife and family, and I didn't want to see that breakup.
How many years have you been married?
Oh, 59.
Wow. Almost
wait.
60 years.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations.
Yeah. And I didn't want that to break up, and that's why I didn't want to leave Grand Rapids. Mm-hmm. I liked Grand Rapids. I liked the people. I liked the people I worked with. Liked everything about the area, the city.
Do you still like the city?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah?
Sure.
So you're going to stay here till the end, huh?
As long as he lets me.
Let me ask you one more question. We'll take a break here. And I got the cell phone lines open. Why don't you use it, #1300? You've mentioned a couple times about celebrities. Do you have a favorite celebrity story you could tell us about? Somebody that was really big and the way they treated you or something you did together?
Well, let's see. They all treated me well. I can't remember a time when I made an inquiry of a personality that they didn't come through for me.
Mm-hmm.
And you always had to get their permission if you used their voice tracks on the air. No, I never.
Does one really stick out that you really enjoyed talking to or being around, perhaps?
Not. They were all great.
Just all good?
They were all great. Jonathan Winters, he was so great that people thought he was nuts.
Yeah. And he's still around, he's still out there doing his thing, you know?
I know he is. Yes, yeah. He is.
Well, let's take a break here.
All right.
And we're going to come back. And cell phones open, #1300. Callers on hold, please hang on. It's your chance. And this is a very rare chance to listen and talk to the legendary Mr. Bruce Grant in the studio. How many times are we going to get to be able to do this?
I know. This is very special.
Yeah. By the way, could you do weekends for Wood Radio? We got an opening, Bruce.
Well, you got $45.
$45 a week?
$45. We're coming back with more of Bruce Grant. It's Rick and Scott on News Radio Wood 1300.
The Rick and Scott Show. This is the Rick and Scott Show. On News Radio 1300 WOOD. WOOD. Even if your wife won't listen to you, these guys will. This is the Rick and Scott Show on News Radio 1300 WOOD.
Hey, good morning. Welcome back in. It's the Rick and Scott Show. With a extra special guest star this morning, Mr. Bruce Grant is back at Wood Radio.
For a brief time.
Until we get the paycheck out and pay him his $45.
$45.
That's right.
And let's take some more calls.
Okay.
I mean, a lot of people, they certainly remember you. I call you Mr. Wood Radio.
That's an honor.
I think it is an honor.
Did you realize back then how much of a dominance you had over the market in the city of Grand Rapids?
No, I didn't.
Just incredible. Nobody has had those type of ratings and numbers in this market since you retired.
Well, as I mentioned earlier, my audience was one person at a time, multiplied by thousands, but it was one at a time. And if you lost that perspective, you lost your audience.
Right.
Was it fun for you every day to do?
Oh, yeah. It was. It was. Once I got there and woke up a little.
Sure.
And it was. It was great sport for me to fool people, actually, with the voice drop-ins and voice tracks. And it was nice to know that they didn't know what was coming, and I did.
Right. Right. Kind of that magician, the illusion type aspect of it.
That's right.
Let's go to number four there, Scott. We're going to be in GR. Is it Lucille?
Yes.
Hi there. You're on with Rick and Scott, and Bruce Grant is right here.
Oh, Bruce.
Hi, Lucille.
Hey, Bruce. How are you?
Older and lazier.
Many moons ago, huh?
Yes, indeed.
Weren't those the days?
Mm-hmm.
Casper, Hub, Wally, Mario, Eddie Lipsky.
Yeah, they're all gone, most of them anyway.
Honest. And you and I are still hanging in. And Dorothy.
She's listening.
We can't forget Dorothy.
She's listening in. I won't forget her.
No. She won't let you anyhow.
No.
And us girls tried, but we couldn't work around Dorothy.
What's your question?
My question?
Yeah.
I miss you. When are you coming back? Come on up to Croton. We'll go fishing.
When Dorothy lets me go.
No, you can bring Dorothy.
That's fine. That's a nice gesture.
Okay, I saw Jack Wilson the other day at Meyer on 10 Mile Road.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Looks good.
Mm-hmm.
Looks good. Okay, Bruce, thanks ever so much for taking my call.
Thank you.
Thanks, Lucille.
And remember where I live. Come on up.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye. Her line's open, 774-2424. You want to go to number one?
Yeah.
This might be a fun one. It's going to be Jim in GR. Jim, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Say hi to Bruce Grant. He's sitting right here.
Bruce Grant, it is good to hear your voice.
Well, it's nice to be here, if just briefly.
Do you recall one morning when you were doing an ad for Stegedy's Department Store, they had a sale on bras? And Bruce Grant got a laughing jag, and he had a rough time the rest of the morning.
Well, mine didn't fit everybody.
I think there were a lot of bras from that ad, believe me.
Yeah, they sold out of them, I think.
I think so, too. It's good to talk to you, Bruce.
Hey, Jim,
my pleasure.
Jim, let me ask you a question,
yes.
Okay? What is it you miss the most about Bruce Grant and his show?
Only we're like news is everything.
Just the whole thing, huh?
The whole thing.
Mighty kind of you.
Good luck, Bruce.
Thank you very much.
His line is open, 774-2424.
You know, I think Bruce really kind of summed it up a few minutes ago when you were talking about how you went into your show every morning with the focus of you were talking to just one person instead of talking to the masses. And I think that on the other end of the speaker, I mean, I remember from my days of listening, you really felt that. You felt
Absolutely. Like
Bruce Grant was talking to just you or to just your family that was sitting around the radio listening.
That's
and I think that was probably a very big part of the success that you had.
You didn't want to lose that picture either. Mm-hmm. You wanted to hold on to it.
Back then, how many records did you play an hour? Do you recall?
Oh, about maybe 12, 13.
Because they were real short.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Maybe 2-3 minutes.
Now, there's always been a story about you. And we have to clear this one up.
Well, that's a lie.
That a lot of times you'd get in the middle of a song and just fade it down and start talking again.
Yeah.
Is that true?
I would. Well, you had so many. The FCC would allow you 15 minutes of commercial time out of the hour.
Mm-hmm.
Now I think it's unlimited because they say, well, if you take away the limitation, they'll overtalk themselves and they'll lose their audience.
Mm-hmm.
So, but about 12, 15 records an hour.
But would you fade some down?
Yeah, if I had to get them commercial in, I would.
Got to pay those bills.
Got to pay the bills.
That's right.
We're gonna take a 60-second break here and return more of Bruce Grant, who has accepted a weekend shift at Wood Radio. Midnight to 6.
There are a lot of people that would like to hear Bruce back on the radio. They really would.
Stand by, Bruce. We're coming right back. And you're listening to Rick and Scott on News Radio Wood 1300.
The Rick and Scott Show.
You're hearing Rick and Scott on News Radio 1300 WOOD. Playing less music than any other show on the dial just because we can. You're hearing Rick and Scott on News Radio Wood 1300.
We are extremely lucky to have a Wood Radio institution, Bruce Grant, back in the studio. Bruce, I got to tell you though, you can't heckle during the commercials because you throw our timing off. Okay, I heard you laughing over there and kind of fooling around.
Bruce, do you have some broadcasts that stick out? Like I remember when they were building the Amway Grand Plaza, and you broadcast live that morning from the top of the crane. Are there some other broadcasts like that really stick out in your mind?
Oh, a lot of them do actually. Some of the shows we brought in. Johnny Cash, we brought him in, and he was fun and an excellent gentleman. He really was.
Now, that was at the Welsh Auditorium, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And he was, I emceed the shows, and he was making 7 appearances in 7 different theaters, and I'd put him on one and then run around, get to another stage and introduce him all over again, but he was a nice guy.
Who was with him at the time? The Tennessee Three?
Tennessee Three.
Were the Statler brothers with him?
I don't recall that.
Okay.
He was actually promoting a movie Suit of Black with his guns.
Yep, I remember that. Let's take a quick call before we get tight on time. Number one, please, Scott. Is this Betty and GR?
Yes, it is.
Say hi to Bruce Grant. He's right here.
Hi, Bruce.
How are you?
Remember, we lived on Michigan, and we went to Ireland together with Mike Donna.
Oh, yes.
And we had such a good time.
Was
there ever a colder St. Patrick's Day parade?
I don't think so, nor a wetter one.
It was a great one. But it's so nice to hear your voice again.
Well, it's good to be here.
And say hello to Dorothy.
I will. She's
all
listening.
Right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thanks, Betty.
Yeah, so you mentioned you went to Ireland, what, seven times?
Yeah, seven times.
Did you behave yourself all those times?
They let them back each time.
Yeah, well, that's true.
All but two or three.
Because I heard in your youth that you were quite a exciting guy to be around. Let's put it that way.
Well, I did a lot of things. Did a lot of hand balancing in the old days of burlesque. And no more sold California candies up and down the aisle, you know. And vaudeville, worked vaudeville. Yeah.
We're going to take a break here. Come back. We've got about another half hour with Bruce Grant. You can talk to him. Caller's on hold. Please hang on. 774-2424. Bruce Grant, live in the studio with Rick and Scott on News Radio, Wood 1300. Hang on, everybody.
Rick Beckett and Scott Winter.
There is no law against being stupid.
This.
I disagree with you 90% of the time, but you have a right to say it.
It's the Rick and Scott Show.
This is the most fun I've had in a while. Keep talking.
The Rick and Scott Show.
Stimulating all your senses.
The Rick and Scott Show.
I don't think old Rick and Scott are agreeing with you on this one.
This is the Rick and Scott Show.
Winners, stop laughing. It's not funny.
On News Radio 1300 WOOD.
Hey, it's 11:06. I'm Rick Beckett. Mr. Winters is here, and you can email us if you'd like at rickandscott@woodradio.com. And this portion, guess who's back, Scott?
Who is that?
WG Grinders. Man, we haven't been on for a while. For the best in oven-baked, not heated, grilled, or toasted, but oven-baked subs, stuffed with the best fresh ingredients, along with great salads, soups, and desserts, you can visit them on 28th Street in Cascade, just east of I-96, and ask about the Rick and Scott Grinder, which is mighty tasty.
Yes, it is.
Mighty tasty. It is 11:07 until 11:30 this morning. We have, we have the distinction of having Mr. Bruce Grant back in the radio station, which is amazing that you're here. It's like a ghost come to life.
Well, it's amazing that I'm here.
Well, you know, you really have pulled kind of a Johnny Carson. When you retired, you just kind of disappeared. And
I did.
And everybody wants to know, what has Bruce been doing for the last 15 years?
Oh, about everybody could.
Oh, jeez. Uh-oh. There's one for the FCC, Phil.
No, I've been enjoying my retirement immensely, and my family.
And you told me, Dorothy, your wife, you've been married 59 years.
Yeah.
And you are now 83.
83rd year.
83rd, which is amazing. And I asked you during the commercial break, how's your health?
Good. Fine.
Feel pretty good every day?
Every day.
Really?
I'm grateful for every day, too.
Mm-hmm. What do you eat? Do you have a special diet that you follow?
Not really.
No?
No. A lot of soups, things like that.
Yeah.
Chicken.
Yeah.
And meatloaf.
When you were on the air in the morning, which still is amazing that you're sitting here because you were such a presence in this market, would you eat breakfast when you were on the air?
Not when I was on the air, no.
No? Slow you down?
Well, I had other things on my mind, and I didn't take time to eat then. Mm-hmm. I waited till I was through. Or before I went on the air.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you do 5 to 9 or did you do 5 to 10 back then?
5 to 9.
5 to 9?
Mm-hmm.
5 to 9. Let's take a call here. And I see one line is open, 774-2424. Hey, it's your chance to talk to Bruce Grant. Go to number 1. We're going to be in Grand Rapids. Helen, are you there?
I'm here.
Bruce Grant is right here, sitting right next to me.
Oh, that's fantastic. We listen to him every morning. But I'll tell you, he was the kind of person that anybody could call if they had something they needed. And I had a grandson one time that, of course, he waited until the night before his paper was due at school. And he was to interview someone that had served in the Second War. And I had a brother in California that had been in the Marines, but he wasn't available.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, who are we going to call? And so I said, Brian, we're going to call Bruce Grant. And he was you were on the phone for, I think, 45 minutes with him. And he's 30 years old now, and he has never forgotten that.
Well, I'm grateful.
That somebody like you would take time to talk to him, just a kid.
Absolutely.
And we just thought, what a great lesson for anybody to know that somebody on the radio is available for anybody.
I was.
And you were. And we thank you.
Well, I appreciate it very much. Appreciate your call.
Thank you. Thank you, Helen.
Yep.
It is a treat to hear you on the radio once again. Scott, pick one of those numbers there.
Let's go to line two. Let's go to Barbara.
Two? Yeah. Barbara and GR, are you there?
Yes, I am. I'm almost asleep.
Now wake up because Bruce Grant's right here.
Okay. Hi, Bruce.
Hi there.
I used to listen to you all the time.
Proved you had courage.
I'm almost your age, dear. And I try to think of a question that no one had asked you, and so I'm going to ask you this one.
All right.
Are you going to plant a tree on Earth Day, which is April 22nd?
Boy, I've got so many trees planted around my place, I got to cut them down.
Oh, well, we're losing ours, so my dad and I are going to plant a nice blue spruce out here.
Hmm.
But it's been a pleasure to talk to you, and you used to start my day, and you have the best sense of humor.
Thank you.
Keep putting one foot in front of the other.
That's right.
Thank you very much for talking to me.
My pleasure.
Thank you, Barbara.
Thanks, Barbara.
Her line's open, 774-2424. Bruce, let me ask you this, because you know the nature of this business. Were you ever fired anywhere?
Not that I can remember, no.
No?
No, never. I quit a lot of jobs. But I'm never fired. No.
Now, what year did you start working here in Grand Rapids?
1946.
Okay. So mid-40s. So Mike Wallace, you never crossed paths with Mike when
worked.
Oh, did
yes.
you?
Yeah, he was at Wood when I came to town.
Oh, was he still here at that
mm-hmm.
point?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah, and he just hung it up, too.
Yes, he did. He just retired.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
What are your recollections of him at Wood Radio?
Oh, I have some.
Some you want to share?
Uh-oh.
No. I wouldn't want to go.
Okay.
All right.
We'll skip that question. Go to number three here, Scott. We're going to be back in GR. Is this Kenny?
Yes, it is.
Kenny, say hi to Bruce Grant. He's right here.
Hi, Kenny. Oh,
hi, Mr. Grant. Nice to talk with you. I was wondering, I'm not quite as old as you guys, but did you do a spot on the Buck Matthews Show when you retired?
I don't think so, not that I recall.
Okay, well, that was my question, because I remember I was a teenage kid and I played in a big band.
He was our weatherman until he moved away, but I can't remember being on his program.
Yeah, because a lot of people
don't know that
when Wood Radio first started, Wood Radio and Wood TV were broadcasting from the same location, which
mm-hmm.
is
right.
over there on College,
That's
where
right.
Wood TV still remains.
And I asked you, Bruce, did you do much television, local TV?
Yeah, we had a telequiz program, and people would call in, and we gave away money. It wasn't a lot of money, but
mm-hmm.
we gave away. And that was live. I did that teletest, I think they called it. And then I did all kinds of commercials for Dan Pfeiffer. And
you said Meyer, too.
Oh, right. Meyer. I did the Meyer commercials every night during the early strip news. And you had three commercials, and you did them live because
mm-hmm.
there wasn't any tape at that time.
You told us a couple of interesting stories off the air about, first off, I didn't realize you had built your own house.
Oh, yes. Yes, indeed.
And you're still living in it.
I built it well.
I guess you did.
I guess. It took you 4 years to build it?
3.5, 4 years.
Yeah?
Well, you got $10-$20 at a time to spend.
Right.
It takes a long time.
Right.
There has to be a lot of pride in living in a house that you put together.
And you're
all
still
by yourself.
Living there.
And he's still there,
yes,
yeah.
Indeed. Yes, indeed.
Wow, you must have built that well.
And then, I had heard this story kind of secondhand, and I asked Bruce about it, about the day that he lost his snowmobile. Tell us about that.
Well, it was a Sunday, and I'd been to church, and I had the machine parked out. It was a winter time, and I had the machine parked outside our dining room window. And I went out to start it, and I pulled the lanyard, and it was in gear, and ran. It took off across the fields, took out the pig fences next door, and I hear the post, bang, 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 snapping off. And I called Roger Perrin, who was alive then, of course. And I said, "You get in the, can you get in front of my machine?" He said, "You're crazy." Getting in front of a snowmobile. And we tracked it down. It was west of Wilson Avenue, and it was in a bunch of brambles, and it was
Still running at the time.
It was running. And we got it stopped, and it didn't get hurt bad. Scratched up a little, but that was about it.
Now, let me get in here real quick. TV8, you were in the TV8 storm special they had about the tornadoes, the 50th anniversary of the tornadoes, and you were actually broadcasting from the, was it the top of the Pantlin at that point?
No, top of 35 North Lafayette.
Okay.
It was a big old building right across from Temple Avis Israel, across the street. And Claude Harley was the engineer. He was up on the roof with me. We could see the thing, big, dark, damn cloud
right
down across the river and then up towards Standale, and you can still see today where it came through. And I just told people what they should do: get down in the southwest corner of your building and stay there, or if you're out in the open, find a culvert, get down in that. If you're driving, drive at right angles to the thing. Don't get in front of it because you can't make it. And a lot didn't. But
were you afraid for your life when you were up there broadcasting and you could see the tornado?
No. I figure it's going to get you.
Scott, let's take a break here, and we'll do one more segment with Bruce Grant, the legendary Wood Radio Institution. Do you get tired of hearing me say that?
Not really.
Well, wait till you see the statue they put up in the lobby.
That's
then.
Right. As long as I don't say it.
Hey, we're coming right back. It's your last chance to talk to Bruce Grant, and then we will send him on his way. And
back to retirement.
We'll send him back to retirement.
Which I enjoy.
It's Rick and Scott. We're on News Radio, and this is Wood 1300.
The Rick and Scott Show. This is The Rick and Scott Show. On News Radio 1300 WOOD. They're West Michigan's number one talk program thanks to you. This is The Rick and Scott Show, live on News Radio 1300 WOOD.
Hey, good morning. It's 11:20. This is the final special segment we have to spend with legendary Bruce Grant. Mr. Wood Radio, I call you. I hope you don't mind.
Why, I love it.
Okay. Then it'll always be that way.
A couple of things. First, we have to thank Dan Pfeiffer and Plainfield Lincoln Mercury for arranging the luxury transportation for Bruce to be here with us today. And I got a quick question for you, Bruce. I mean, we were honored by you working at Wood Radio and working in radio all these years. What would Bruce Grant have done if he had not gone into radio?
Been a bum, I guess.
Did you want to be in radio when you were growing up? What was the draw there?
I was in one form of show business or another as long as I can remember.
Now you said you did some vaudeville, too?
Vaudeville, yeah. Burlesque, summer stock, all those things. Worked on showboats down on the Ohio River.
What was vaudeville like?
Vaudeville was a heck of a training ground.
Really?
Yeah. Worked with Spencer Tracy, and he always said, anybody can do this, just remember your lines and don't fall over the damn furniture.
That's good advice, right?
Pretty good.
I got an email here real quickly from Marcia. She says, I'm 51 years old and I can still close my eyes and morph back 40 years hearing Bruce Grant's voice telling us we had the day off due to snow.
Yeah. Let's go to line 3, Scott, and we're going to be in Rockford. Is this Mary?
Yes, it is.
Mary, say hi to Bruce Grant.
Well,
he's right here.
Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Mary.
We go all the way back. I'm 82, so... You know, I had to tell you, I still use an expression from you all the way back, even when I was younger working. When I had to make a call out in the country, in the wintertime, I'd go in and say to my fellow workers, oh, my Lord, I waited in snow up to my stack and swivel. You remember that, Bruce?
Absolutely.
Oh, to this day, I think of you whenever I use that expression. God bless you, dear.
Thank you, Mary.
Thanks, Mary.
Thanks, Mary.
Bye-bye. Go up one there, Scott. I think we're back in GR. Is it Joyce?
Yes, it is.
Hi. Say hi to Bruce Granny's right here.
Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning, Joyce.
It's nice to hear your voice again.
Well, it's nice to be here.
I was a very, very young mother. I was 16 years old and scared to death of storms. And when I saw the storm tracking show regarding the tornado, I was thrilled to see the lady thank you personally for all your service to our community. But I wanted to, since then and before then, and I just feel honored to be able to tell you thank you personally for being my rock. Between you telling me what to do in the storms and singing Jesus Loves Me as loud as I could, we made it through. And you talked me through the tornado, and my husband was at JC that night. And
oh, yeah.
He watched it, too, and we were home alone with babies and scared to death. But you really made a difference in my life, and
well,
I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Thank you, young lady. Thanks for calling.
You're very welcome.
Thanks, Joyce.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Hey, you also worked with Buck Berry, did you not?
Oh, yes, indeed. And he never stammered when he sang.
Right.
And otherwise, I was right behind him, you know, waiting to go on.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd say things, well, tomorrow morning I'll be back with more damage. But I never mocked him for that.
Yeah?
He was a good showman.
You know, from the calls we've taken here, and I don't want to forget to say hi to your wife, Dorothy.
Yeah, she's listening.
I know she's listening. Can you see the impact that you made on these people in West Michigan here, Bruce?
Oh, yes, indeed. Yes,
you
indeed.
You feel that?
Oh, absolutely. One at a time.
One at a time, yeah.
I really think that was a key, and I think that more of us need to remember that in this
mm-hmm.
business.
You bet. And everybody has certainly treated me well, beautifully, as a matter of fact. And I hear from people all the time that go way back
in mm-hmm.
early days.
And I understand out in the Wood Radio newsroom, there's like a mosh pit going on. So they're going to be throwing you up in the air and catching you.
Well,
as long
as they catch me.
Yeah, as long as they catch you. As long as we have you on the air, we got a few more seconds here. Is there anything you'd like to say to our listeners that, you know, you've thought over the years about all your years in broadcasting?
I couldn't have been in a nicer place, a nicer city, with greater people. I appreciate it, too.
Mm-hmm.
And been a pleasure being here with you fellas.
Well, you are welcome back anytime. We'll keep the microphone there with just for Bruce when he wants to come in and join us.
I appreciate it.
And don't forget, we have a weekend opening, so if you want that, you need that
$45 a week.
I wouldn't turn it down.
Scott, you want to take a little break here?
Yeah, we got to take a news break. But once again, thank you, Bruce. It's been a real honor and a privilege to have you in on the air with us this morning.
My pleasure.
Please come back again soon.
Thank you. I will.
Okay. It's been great hearing you. It really has. I want to go home.
Do you? Sorry, yeah. You got to stick around for another 20 minutes. Bruce can go home.
The show can't get any better, Scott.
No, it can't.
We've had Bruce Graham. It's all downhill from here.
Pretty much.
Thanks again, Bruce.
Thanks, Bruce.
My pleasure.
We're going to take a break here. You're listening to Rick and Scott on News Radio. This is Wood 1300.